This is Deidre Manning, and I own and operate Safe Behavioral Services, LLC, located in DeLand and in Sanford, Florida. You are listening to Small Biz Florida from the Florida SBDC at Indian River State College.
This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast designed and produced specifically for Florida small business owners and entrepreneurs. Small Biz Florida, talk that works for Florida. This podcast is supported by the Florida SBDC Network, providing the tools, strategies, and expertise to help Florida's business community thrive. Visit the Florida SBDC online at www.floridasbdc.org or contact your local office and get started on your path to success today.
This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast and broadcast that's all things business across the state of Florida. And we are coming to you from the Small Business Leadership Conference here in beautiful Orlando at the JW Marriott. The Small Business Leadership Conference is put together and brought to the Florida marketplace by the Jim Moran Institute at Florida State University. And as I always like to point out, a big sponsor of this event is the Florida SBDC Network. So we certainly appreciate that sponsorship. And we appreciate the Jim Moran Institute for putting all this together for our small business community. If you've been kind of following us lately, we have an incredible lineup of presenters and speakers here that are working here at the Small Business Leadership Conference. Some great conversations, great advice, best practices for entrepreneurs and small business owners. And I got another one of those incredible presenters who is presenting a very unique topic, storytelling, how to tell your company's story. We've got with us Natsuyo Lipschutz. Welcome to Small Biz Florida.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
And did I get the name right?
Yes, you did.
Right on.
I know it's
we're
a tough
so
one.
Proud.
That's right. But I still may need some speaking instruction. And we've got with us our executive producer of Small Biz Florida, Miss Katie Muldoon. Thank you for sitting alongside here.
I'm excited to be here, Tom.
So, award-winning speaker, TEDx speaker, world-class speaking certified coach, strategy consultant, author, all kinds of other things. Most importantly, you are a mother.
I'm a dancer too.
And a dancer.
Ooh. And a cancer survivor. So
listen,
I have a lot on my plate.
That's right. Proud of you for that. Yes. This is a space I love, but I can't wait to hear the story about your involvement in this space of speaking, coaching. I really do appreciate that. But I'm going to let you tell the story. Natsuyo, tell us your pathway to all of this.
Yeah. So I'm originally from Japan, and I came to the States in 1995. So that's quite a long time ago. Most of, basically, half of my life. And I started as, I started working for a Japanese company. And then I went to an MBA in New York, and I started my own company. And I have two companies now, strategy consulting company called Aspire Intelligence, and I'm also a public speaking coach and a professional speaker. And I have Breakthrough Speaking as my second company. So the stories, I was never a natural storyteller. And as you can hear, my accent, I'm not a native English speaker, and I have audacity to tell a story and speak in front of all these people. And how did it all start, right?
Right.
So let me take you back to 2005. That was soon after I started my own strategy consulting firm. I was hired by this person. Let's call him Mr. K. And he was a 65 years old, former government official, a Japanese government official, who's now the chairman of this 4-century-old Japanese craft company. And they used to make samurai swords. And he had his strategy all laid out. But he wanted to make sure he wants to have a good strategy for the U.S. And he hired me, and he said, Nobumoto-san, anata ni onegai surukoto ni shita kara ne, shikkari tanonde yo. Well, that means you're hired.
I like it.
So I checked his strategy, and I said to myself, uh-oh, this is going to take forever. I do it the American way. We need a shortcut to get into the market quickly. So forget his plan. I know the market. And I quickly typed an email to him saying why his strategy is not going to work and why mine would. Very logical. And I believe that there was no room for argument. After all, I'm a strategy consultant, right? And the next day, I got the shortest email from Mr. K. Just 2 words. Call me. I said to myself, 2 words. Oh, shoot. And I called him right away, and he says, come today. So later that day, I went to his office, and I found him sitting behind his antique desk. On the wall hangs his beautiful, shining samurai sword above his shining, bald head. And it was a masterpiece. I mean, the sword. And his voice cuts through the air. Who do you think you are? And I said, well, I'm your consultant. You hired me. Who do you think you are? In my head. And then he rises, grabs the sword, and he hands it to me. And I'm thinking, am I supposed to fight him? What am I supposed to do? And then he told me a story. He said, 400 years ago, when his company was founded, there were 3 other companies producing samurai swords. And they learned to mass produce samurai swords to meet the demand. But his company, the founder, insisted on the most traditional, most painstaking way to make a sword, which takes 3 to 4 weeks. And he said, masterpiece is not made in haste. It's fired, it's hammered, it's folded carefully, layer after layer, and you repeat. And we've been doing this for 400 years. And now we're the only company that still stands. To make a masterpiece, you have to master the pieces. No shortcut. When I heard that story, I understood. I really understood their philosophy, their history, values, pride, and I understood how I was ignoring all that. So his story forever changed the way I conducted business, how I build strategy. Even though strategy has to be really logical, I had to look into people's emotion and take no shortcut. So tomorrow I'll be talking about how to craft a compelling story in a business presentation so that you can connect with the audience and you can tell a story and make a clear point and move people.
And what, when the business tells this story, what are some of the channels you use? Is it, are these typical videos on YouTube or Facebook? How does that business tell the story? How does that get to the customer? What are the mechanisms and the mediums to get it out to the customer?
Right, it could be many different channels. If you are a CEO or the owner of small businesses, you speak everywhere, whether it's on your own website or SNS or podcasts like this one, or it, of course, in person, at conferences, meetings, pitching. So everywhere, because no matter what the situation is, no matter what kind of presentation or speech you're giving, you have to connect with people. And people are not going to take an action if they just understand logically. They have to be moved. They have to connect with the speaker at the emotional level.
And do you think that's even, you know, part of the business, that maybe, is it part of the building the relationship with your customers, that they understand the business's story? Is that important?
It is absolutely important. because there are so many other businesses out there that are doing similar things. Maybe they're selling same products and services. Then why do you want them to buy the same product from your company, not their company? Then there has to be a story behind it, and there has to be the why.
Well, listen, wait a minute now. I don't know if I understand this. I thought it was always about price. Come on, aren't we just motivated by the cheapest price?
Well, I mean, yes and no. Because, at the end of the day, people really want to feel good about their choices. And whether it's a pricing or something else, for some people, pricing may be very important. But if there are same products at the same price,
how do you differentiate yourself?
Right, and how do you decide, right? And you usually buy from someone or some company that you like. And how do you make them like you?
Well,
that's the story.
I just want to set the record straight. I agree with you. I do agree with you. I think we all want to buy from people that we know. I think that's mm-hmm. huge. And we had a conversation earlier with another presenter where we talked about, you know, that small business community competing against the big box stores. And she made a good point. She said, look, you've still got to be competitive. You've still got to provide some high level of customer service. But it isn't always about the price. Sometimes it is about, and I think you've summed it up, it is about the story.
Yeah, and especially for entrepreneurs, small business owners, they have passion. They started the company. They started the business. And they need employees to trust you and the stakeholders to believe you, then tell a story.
And just taking a look at your bio and kind of leading into the story, I saw that you co-wrote a book, the Success Blueprint.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. It was a co-written book with Brian Tracy, the world-renowned consultant. And that book is actually not about presentation or business. It's about how you went through failures mm-hmm. and conflicts and found your success.
I think that's so important.
Yeah, so we just talked about failure mm-hmm. at this conference, and we all shared the stories, and we talked about how we overcame our failures.
Right.
And from failures, you learn the key ingredient for success. So that's what this book is all about.
Exactly. And that leads into my second point here with failures. I see that you are a Toastmasters finalist, and we are hosted at Indian River State College. We have a Toastmasters mm-hmm. chapter at our college, and I participated in a couple of those, and I was a failure. The first couple of classes that I went to with them, I just couldn't get it. I said too many and that dinger was going. So tell us a little bit about your experiences with Toastmasters, because that is a terrifying organization in the beginning, but such a great thing for entrepreneurs, students, anybody that wants to get better at public speaking.
Yeah, I was terrified as well at the very beginning. That's exactly why I joined Toastmasters and mm-hmm. forced myself, because in business, you have to talk. I mean, you have to talk publicly,
right.
whether it's in a meeting or as a keynoter. You know, it doesn't have to be in front of hundreds of people, but you have to be able to talk. So I joined Toastmasters, and as you might know, they have speech contests right. every year. And they said, okay, so we need some contestants, so you compete. So I'm like, okay. So I started to compete. And in 2013, I proceeded to a few rounds, and at the end of that contest, there was this middle-aged lady sitting all the way in the back, and she came to me and said, "Hi, I'm Janice. You have a potential, so I'm gonna coach you."
Okay.
So I'm thinking, "Wow, free coaching! I get to practice with a experienced Toastmaster. Great!" And I thought, well, I just have to rehearse because I have my materials
right.
and, you know, get some tips. The first day of coaching, she totally changed the way I thought about presentation or speaking, because I thought cramming all the information, what I wanted to say, all the messages into one speech is the key. But I was so wrong. She said, you're saying so many things. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing this message. What is one thing that you really want to say? And I thought, wow, that's different. And she also said, put an emotion in each word. Like you said, I was surprised, but were you really surprised? And how were you surprised? Were you pleasantly surprised? Or were you in shock? What kind of surprise was it? So put a weight in each word.
Wow.
So I learned so much from her. And that's when I started to feel, oh, speaking is actually interesting. Mm-hmm. And speaking is not a one-way communication, but it's a two-way conversation. And I felt like that speaking is the mean, especially storytelling is a tool to connect my heart with the audience's heart.
That's great. I love that.
You know, what I like about what you've said is, and something that we try to teach our entrepreneurial students, and you use the word pitch. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times I will talk to my entrepreneurial students and we will talk about the pitch. And, you know, they kind of roll their eyes and they say, you know, why do I need, you know, the pitch? I'm never going to go on Shark Tank. And so what I try to explain to them is, look, you'll always be pitching. If you go into business, that doesn't necessarily mean you're pitching to a group of investors. You're just telling people who you are and what you do every day because you're constantly trying to sell your business. Yeah. So talk a little bit about that aspect, that why that business owner really needs to have that pitch. It's mm-hmm. it's not just for Shark Tank.
Right, exactly. I mean, Shark Tank, AGT, you know, you have to sell yourself, especially for entrepreneurs. You don't have a track record. You don't. You're just starting up, maybe a first year, or you haven't even started. So you have very little to prove financially. Then, what are investors looking at? You as a your potential, your personality, your resilience, your values. Then how do you tell that? Not from your strategy, not from your financial projection. It's from your story.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it all comes down to the story.
Right. And then talk to us about, you said you had the young lady came to you and said, I'm going to coach you. Talk about a speaker coach. What are some of the elements of that? And why would a business owner want to be a better speaker?
Right. So I'm going to answer the second question first.
There you go.
You got it.
The business owners, just like we were saying, they have to pitch. They have to get a buy-in from various stakeholders, whether it's the potential buyers or investors or maybe community people. You need a support, so you need to speak. That's not an option. And that's not speaking is not an option.
Right.
Did I say it right?
Yes. Not speaking.
Not speaking is not an option.
Right.
Right. So with that said, pitching. Wait.
I was going to ask you how the coaching works.
Right.
And what?
So I coach global leaders, entrepreneurs, students, speech contestants, beauty pageants.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And what it's my coaching style to not just tell them what makes it a great speech for them, but I, especially in the initial session, I ask a lot of questions. I talk a lot so that I can understand the person's values and where they came from and what's the unique message that this person carries. And they don't even notice it because you don't really think about your own value. You think about, oh, what do I want to say in this presentation? But I go deeper into each person's value. So that's what happens in the first session. And then when we uncover their values, then how do we verbalize it? Mm-hmm. And how do we craft the entire presentation? So it's a lot of interactive dialogues and putting pieces together. So that's the putting pieces together part is where my analytical skill as a strategy consultant comes in. So I put all the pieces together and create their presentation, not my presentation.
So how does one find you if they'd like to talk to you and get some thoughts on coaching and strategy? How do they find you?
Sure. You can go into my website. It's www.natsuyolipschatz.us. I'm sure it's a tough spelling. It's Natsuyolipschatz.us. Or you can find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook.
All right, nice. All right, I'm going to do it one more time. It's Natsuyolipschatz.
Yes.
And she is a presenter here at the Small Business Leadership Conference, taking place at the beautiful JW Marriott here in Orlando, Florida. All brought to you by the Jim Moran Institute and the Florida SBDC. Great speakers. And listen, Natsuyo, thank you so much for taking time out. Looking forward to your presentation on storytelling.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And thank you, Katie, again, for stepping in and serving as co-host on this, this segment.
Of course. It's been wonderful.
I know you like this segment because you love Toastmasters.
I really do. We got to get you connected with our Toastmasters people. It's going to be so fun.
I see a guest speaker.
I do, too.
Yes. Anytime.
With that, we'll bring to close this segment of Small Biz Florida. Stay with us. There's a lot more to come from the Small Business Leadership Conference here in Orlando.
This has been Small Biz Florida, created and produced by the Florida Small Business Development Center at Indian River State College. Your host for Small Biz Florida is Tom Kindred. Partners for Small Biz Florida include WPSL and WSTU and Indian River State College, named the 2019 winner of the Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence.